We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, the Sprucewood Inn, they're having like a little Thanksgiving, and I did sign up last night after a couple of drinks for the gravy.
You did? So you're bringing the gravy?
Jamie.
Well, I don't even know how to make gravy, but I put my name down because I had a dare.
Wait a minute. Okay. You know what this means?
What?
That means
BJ.
The Sprucewood Inn.
Yeah.
Come Thanksgiving, uh-huh. It's going to be gravyless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to show up with gravy. So you told them you would show up.
I told them I'd show up.
And you're never going to make it. Aww. You're not even going to be in town. Why would you mislead?
Thanksgiving's going to be ruined.
Why would you mislead? What are they going to put on their taters? What are they going to put on their...
Hey, Sprucewood Inn, go ahead and scratch out Jamie on the gravy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, man. 6 o'clock. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to the program. Currently 32 degrees on this Wednesday. You can hear it in my voice. I'm dragging just a little bit today, and here's why. I had the itchy scratchies last night.
The itchy scratchies? What is that?
The itchy scratchies. I'm not really sure, but...
That sounds like you have crabs or something.
So I took a couple of Benadryls. I'm a little groggy. A little groggy this morning.
I don't think Benadryl will do that.
I can't believe I drove like that. Oh, man.
Remember how you got here?
It's because it's dry. It's dry. I wake up and I itch all the time.
Yeah, the itchy scratches before I went to bed. I had to pop a couple of Benadryls, fam. Welcome to KALC Radio, Denver, Alice 105.9. Yes, it is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So I was thinking this, driving in this morning. First of all, good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
You in a good mood today?
Yeah.
All right.
Was I not yesterday or something?
No, it's just a couple of things I've come your way with this morning that you've kind of been snappy about.
There are doubts in this room that you are...
in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's your holiday plans. I don't know if your uncle has scrapped the turkey for the holiday. Or I don't know what it is.
I guess my biggest source of stress right now is the dog.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
You just got to let me know that before you get snappy. Okay.
Okay. I'm
because this morning you've been a little snappy toward me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What? Like when?
Well, when I came in and I asked you, I said, "Hey, can you grab me this report about DIA being packed this morning?" And Carson was telling me, "What are the parking lots or the economy lots are already full?"
All the economy lots are almost full.
I come in there and you said, "Hey, the audio, it doesn't say anything about DIA. It just says people want to drive this week. They don't want to fly. They're driving."
Well, I just wanted you to know what was in it before you play it.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. I'll listen to it, but it just sounded snappy. That's all.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Now, I was thinking of this driving in this morning. Do you realize that consistently, this might be our favorite Wednesday of the year?
Oh, hands down.
You ever thought of that?
No, not until now.
BJ, look at me. Look at me. I'm driving in this morning, and I thought to myself, can I think of another one? Now, if Christmas fell on Thursday, then that Wednesday would probably offset this one, okay? But that doesn't happen that often, once every 7 years, okay? But consistently, it's our favorite Wednesday of the year.
That is true.
Happy Wednesday.
Hump day that we actually love.
What the hell's wrong with this show? Oh, Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. Man, oh man, oh man. It is here. People are traveling today. All right, we'll give you a lot of details today. A lot going on. People are moving, shaking, and getting to their holiday plans today. And it's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. I got to go to the grocery store today. I'm looking forward to it.
No,
I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I love the hustle and bustle, baby.
You're going to be waiting in line for hours.
Elbow to elbow with no mask on.
You're going to have to like fight an old lady over some stuffing or something.
I don't care.
Green beans.
Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You might have seen us in Westward Magazine. 32 degrees right now. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Oh, my God. How are you? Neil Bratsy, like, did this whole thing about Westward and made it like George Clooney. Yeah, because you look like George Clooney in it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell me and him apart.
Yeah.
It really is.
Hey, Shmigo, can you come sign in as you? I forgot my password.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah,
like, so everything's...
Not again, just always.
Yeah, well, again. Just like yesterday morning.
Yeah, that's right. What you meant is always...
Everything's changed in here. The keyboards are different. We've got new keyboards. We've got some cleaning that went on in here. I mean,
I don't have new cleaning. You know what? It's funny. Somebody cleaned my keyboard, but they wiped off all the letters.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, like, I can't... So, see, what is that one?
N.
Why wouldn't they just get a brand new keyboard?
Because it's here.
Yeah.
Second of all, what did they use to clean it that takes the letters off the board?
Took all the letters
off. Gasoline.
And you know, I know, because, you know, I know my home row, ASDFJKL:.
Yeah.
And so I know that, but sometimes I get, what is the N? Sometimes I don't know if I hit the N or not.
No. You know, you talking about the keyboards, one of the best things I ever did in high school was to take typing.
Yeah.
Because now we're a keyboard world, right? Mm-hmm. But that was one of the best things. And I got so ridiculed by my friends for taking it because it was so pansy.
Yeah, but you're funny because, see, I spread out my fingers like it's ASDFJKL. So I'm like, oh,
yes.
You do pecking with your index fingers.
I know. Because I've just gotten used to that. Uh-huh. I can do it the other way, but I screw up a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I have it memorized.
No, I have it memorized. It's just my fingers aren't in unison with my head.
I think if you're a piano player, then it's easy. You know, but you do pecking index stuff.
Bree doesn't even look down when she's typing. It's like, I'm floored. I'm like, how are you doing that?
Yeah. She uses 8 fingers?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I can't do it. I've tried it. I just don't have that coordination, I guess,
but
between my brain
typing.
And fingers. I did take typing.
They don't let you do index fingers.
No, and I was pretty good at it. It's just I had a lull, a little bit of a lull after the typing till when the keyboards came around.
So it was really cool because I didn't get the, so it was like one backspace for every letter or something. Like, I don't remember. But anyway, Jolie, my friend, she's really good at it. So I would take my paper out and give it to her. She'd type it really fast and then give it back and I'd roll it back in my thing. Done.
There Ta-da! You go. There you go. Yeah. Way to cheat the system.
I know. But it is crazy how like, you know, even little kids, I'm sure even Frog is like all over the keyboard.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Really
he's amazing on the phone.
Yeah.
How he can navigate at 4 years old, it's amazing.
Yeah, especially in Tinder.
Yeah. He's good. We have 4-year-old girls knocking on the door every day. Whoa. It's crazy. I won't let him in, though.
Right? No.
Not going to happen in my house. All right, it's the day before Thanksgiving. A lot of people gearing up for family time and... You're going to have a big dinner, and it's going to be really nice. I think the weather's going to be good, too.
You know, we had a lot of questions for Schmidl yesterday about his. I have some questions about yours.
Okay, we'll come back and do that. All right.
A Q&A with BJ.
Are you concerned about me, or
no,
is it more
I want to visualize it.
Okay.
Yeah. I have visual questions.
Okay. All right. Well, I can answer them for you. To the best of my knowledge, I'm sure there are things that are going to unfold that I'm not ready for. When you go to your mother-in-law's, that's the way it works. There are certain things that happen that you're just not ready. You're not ready for that.
Not on the list.
No. So there's a couple of things I may not be able to answer for you. But all right. We'll get to it when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also heard on the Odyssey app everywhere. Good morning. Welcome to a Wednesday. Day. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. All right, Jimmy, you got some questions for me, huh?
I have questions, yeah.
Are you concerned about me? Not really?
No, I just want... Because, like, we got taken into Schmidl's house yesterday, yeah. Right? He took us through what it's like to be with the uncle and his dad and himself, and we found out that it's a lap Thanksgiving. They all sit on the couch with the food in their lap and watch football.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Very
and so,
cool.
So, because in my head, I didn't know where they were, what they were doing. You know?
Yeah, but like, do they have a dining room? Whatever.
Right. But here's what I do know. I think what I'm going to get them for Christmas is those, they're like little tray tables.
Oh, the TV trays.
Yeah. Yep. I think they need TV trays.
Okay.
Because it's a lap, you know, because like, oh.
That's very nice of you to think of that.
Yeah. So I think TV trays is where it's at for that family. All right. So let's go into yours.
Okay.
So it's you and your wife and your son.
Frog.
Right. And then is her sister coming?
Yes, as far as I know.
Okay. You don't know?
Well, I don't know who's invited, but I'm assuming.
See already.
I'm assuming. I don't. Well, I don't call. I don't call and get the guest list.
I know she told you.
No, nobody told me who's coming.
She has told you.
No, I have no idea. I don't know if her dad's coming. I don't know if her sister's coming. I have no idea.
She said who's coming.
Guys, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Why are you questioning me on the Thanksgiving and asking me questions when I give you the answer and you don't even believe me?
Because have you met you?
I'm just saying. I don't know who all's going. I really don't.
Okay.
And I've not been told.
He's been told. Look at all of us looking at each other.
Next question. Next question.
All right. So you think maybe because you haven't been told that the sister,
I don't know. Yeah, right, I'm assuming yes.
Okay. And then the mother-in-law.
Yes.
And then is there anybody else?
I don't know.
Nobody tells
me
anything.
I don't know. I have no idea. Could be her dad. You know, they're not together, but he's shown up at other things before.
Right.
I have no idea.
Okay, then who cooks the turkey?
I'm assuming her mother does.
Oh,
it's her house.
Right? I know, but...
So I'm assuming the guest or the person that lives there, being her mom, will probably cook the turkey.
See, my dad
And I'm
always...
not even sure there's a turkey. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh.
I'm not even sure there's a turkey.
Wait, what?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Because when my dad would go to my grandma's house, my dad would always cook the turkey. Like, wherever we went, my dad was the guy that cooked the turkey.
Yeah, no.
Are you sure that you're not supposed to be cooking the turkey for them?
I'm positive.
Like, that you show
that
up.
That you find out?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We had that happen one year. That's funny you say that because one year I remember that. My dad was going to make the fried turkey, right?
Yeah.
And then my brother-in-law was supposed to bring, like BJ, my brother-in-law was supposed to bring the baked turkey or whatever. He said nobody told him.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. I get it. All I was told, I saw a text.
Okay.
And this was a few months ago. No, about a month ago, I guess. And it's like, okay, let's switch up tradition this year. Because normally I do all the cooking.
Yeah.
And it's hosted at my house. I got a text from her mother saying that this year we're going to switch it up. I'm taking care of everything.
Oh, okay? Wow.
And at that point...
Wipe your hands.
I wash my hands. Yeah. I'm
done.
She
said she's taking care of everything?
Everything.
Wow.
That's so
everything.
Much work.
As far as I know, no one's to bring anything.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That was the text that I got, and that's the last I've heard.
You know what that tells me?
What?
She hated your food last year.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's been a few people that have thrown up at my house over my cooking.
Wow. So it's game on for her.
Yeah. And so. we're going for, a couple of hours or so. Mm-hmm. Then back at home again, and then I am going to cook at my house on Friday, and my son's coming over.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of people are doing that. So my friend, he's doing the same thing, like, because they're divorced, and so he's having his three or four kids, and they're having it on Friday.
Yeah. I talked to my sister yesterday. They're back in Nashville, right? And she had her son fly in from Washington, D.C. A couple of other people have come in, other family members, one from Wisconsin or whatnot. They had to cancel. Everybody's sick.
Oh, really?
Everybody got that virus that's going around.
Yeah.
And they're all sick, and they've canceled their gathering for tomorrow, and they're going to try Saturday if people are feeling better.
Wow.
So there are people that are having to cancel because of all these viruses going around.
I just feel sorry for all the families that are divided or whatever. Not divided, you know, divorce. Because, like, I know, like, my friend, she has to go to her mom's at noon. Oh, is that you, too?
Typically, yeah, that's mainly on Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At noon, right? And now that you have a baby, it's even a bigger problem because you have to get the baby all together, all the crap together, try to figure out nap times in between scheduling this. They go and they have Thanksgiving at noon, yeah. And then they go home, put the baby down, whatever, blah, 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 and then go back for another Thanksgiving at 5.
And yeah. You got to pack clothes for the entire day.
And you got to worry about family that comes over that possibly doesn't like one of your other guests.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so you got to reschedule that so that you don't have that conflict inside your house.
So hard.
Because it can be very, I don't know, uncomfortable.
Right. And that's why I do like the parents that get divorced and are still friends. Yeah. And they can all still get together for the kids, you know. But that does not happen that often.
No. Like I said, I'm going to have my son come over on Friday, I think it is. Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure yet. But I'm going to cook for that one.
And are you having turkey?
I'm having turkey.
Now,
Red Bird Farms, baby.
And are you baking, frying, what?
I put it in a roaster.
The roaster?
I have a roaster pan.
I still say, you guys, the best turkey I've ever had is fried.
I didn't like it.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
The it's deep crispy, fried. Yeah.
Plus, the deep fried scares the hell out of me.
Well, it
I see all those fires.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't know if I want to mess with this.
Yeah, but it should with you. But my dad had a big open gravel driveway. You know,
I'm not going to chance it. I'll burn down the neighborhood.
He wasn't in suburbia, so. Yeah. I think suburbia deep fried is a bad idea.
remember that condo I moved into? Yeah. That lady burned down the other building? Yeah. I moved into a condo, and literally right across the way from me was another building, other condo. And there was this old lady. She was like 85 years old. And she was on the top floor, wooden deck, tried to deep fry turkey and burn the building down.
Yeah.
And she did it prior to them having water there for the water trucks from when the fire trucks showed up. So the fire trucks show up and they got no water. They just sit there and watch it burn.
Well, you can't put it on grease anyway.
Well, I'm just saying they could have burned. I mean, once the building caught on fire, you can put that out.
Understood.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Long story.
Long story. All right, quick break. BJ and Jamie will get to tabloid trash next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So I was watching this whole thing on TMZ yesterday, and Kobe Bryant's daughter is being stalked, and it's scary.
It is scary.
Right?
I saw the story, and actually heard a news report on it, just like you did, and this has been going on for years.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Me either.
Oh, my gosh. I guess he's delusional. This man is delusional. He thinks that they're in a relationship. That's the scariest part.
Yeah, and I guess he's been online with her. Now, if you heard the same story I heard, he's been online with her for the past several years pretending that they're in a relationship and making her believe that.
No, she doesn't believe it. She doesn't even interact with him.
I heard that she did from the very at the very beginning.
That's not what TMZ said.
But he never stopped.
Well, they said on TMZ that she's never met him. She doesn't know him. He keeps slipping into her DM saying, we're in a relationship. Why don't you go ahead and accept this? And then they have pictures on security cam of him actually at the university with flowers.
Yeah.
All this stuff. It's
either
scary.
Way, it's disturbing. It
so
really
he got
is.
His guns taken away a long time ago.
The guy did?
Yes, he did. So a long time ago, he had his guns taken away. Well, and even TMZ couldn't figure it out. But for some reason, now he's eligible to get guns. Ugh. And he's applied for two, the AR. And then they called it a Glock with a... like an automatic thing on it, you know, whatever.
Like a cartridge?
Yeah, whatever it is. But so he's applied for those, and everybody's like, why is he going to be able to get guns? Like, he's mentally ill.
Yeah, I don't get it.
They were like also, you know, because he legally right now, because he went past that period.
And you're talking about a state that it's very difficult to get guns. They have big gun laws in California, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking about a state, much like here in Colorado with the guy down in Colorado Springs. That guy was threatening his mom with bombs and shooting and all kinds of stuff. They took away his guns and then gave them back to him. Yeah. And these are two states that have some of the toughest gun laws there are. I don't understand it.
To me, it looks like a disaster waiting to happen, to be honest with you. And I don't want to say that. But if I'm in that sorority house where she lives, I'm moving out.
It doesn't seem like he's willing to give up.
No.
And you're talking about a high-profile girl here. being Kobe Bryant's daughter. And yeah, you're right, Jamie. This is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Very scary. Obviously, they're going to give her a restraining order. She applied for it. That's a no-brainer. She'll get it, but it's just a piece of paper.
I mean, that only goes so far,
yeah,
right?
It doesn't do anything until he does something, unfortunately. But that, the good news for them, unlike other people that are stalked, is they have the money to have, you know, eight people surrounding her.
Like private security.
Yeah. Now, does she want to live like that? Of course not. You know, she shouldn't have to either. You know, she just wants to be a kid on campus.
And I'm surprised it's taken this long to come to light. Yeah. Because, I mean, this has been going on, guys, I mean, according to the report I saw, for 3 or 4 years.
I think they didn't want to give him any, they didn't want to give him any attention. Because that's what they took. We took him this.
Yeah, I don't know.
We took this class about this. And because we had some situations, you know, when you're on the radio, you have situations, right? We all know that. And they told us never to talk about him on the air and don't acknowledge him. You know, nothing like that.
So it gives them like validation almost.
Yeah, right. Like they do exist.
Yeah.
And they get excited about it. And so maybe that's how she's been consulted, you know?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. And I think the breaking point was with him showing up at her college.
With flowers.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of breaking the tipping point, I guess.
So crazy. Oh, my God. Scary. People are scary, man. All right. So here's the other one. I found out some, I guess, good news about the Chrisleys.
What's the good news?
They don't have to report until January.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out yesterday if they went straight to the pokey or not.
No, they don't have to go till January.
Oh, okay. So they've got time. And I think they're going to appeal, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah. I mean, they haven't said so, everybody's like, yeah.
I don't see them getting out of this. I read part of that story again yesterday. And the billions of dollars. And it's crazy that they were trying to get. They got millions. But they were trying for even more.
They were?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
They never stopped. This guy was like, he filed for bankruptcy, I don't know, like 5-6 years ago. And he put the most prized possession he has was a ring worth $1,300. I mean, he lied so much on his form.
Wow.
You can't do that. When you file bankruptcy, you got to list everything.
Yeah, you do.
Okay?
Yeah, you really do.
This guy's in a multi-million dollar home. He's talking about spending $300,000 a year just on his wardrobe.
It's so funny because I didn't know that about bankruptcy, that you have to like literally tell every single thing you had.
Everything.
And I had a girlfriend that went through it. She had on a Tiffany's ring or whatever. And I was like, I love your ring. She's like, don't ever mention it because I didn't put it on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to put everything you own on the list because all creditors have to be, they have to have knowledge of
it.
Yeah.
And for like 7 years, you can't apply for a loan. You can't get credit cards, nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're living on what you're making.
I always thought it sounded fun. Like, you know, when I was like, ooh, I want to do that.
Like wipe your debt?
Yeah.
I thought the same thing too.
I was always like, ooh, it sounds real easy.
Kind of sounds like half the show's bankrupt.
Maybe not.
We know a lot about
it. Never know. Maybe I'm a Chrisley. You don't know. You don't really know people, do you?
No, you don't.
And Savannah Chrisley, she did a podcast. Now, keep in mind, she did this podcast before they were sentenced. But here's what she had to say. Number one.
Come home Tuesday and I have custody of a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old. And we spend our first Thanksgiving not as a family. I've never been away from my family for holidays. I've never had to worry about where my parents were, if they were going to show up. And I think that's the hard part is, and I think there's a level of guilt too for myself of knowing that Chloe and Grayson aren't going to have that same feeling of our mom and dad going to be home tonight. And I think that's the hardest part is me trying to navigate how you teach to younger children who aren't fully developed that yet and how to get them to understand the circumstances. And that's a really, really difficult thing.
You know, sorry to say this, and it's not nice. And she's, you know, I think, is she 28, 29?
I think she's 23, I want to say.
Here's what I thought while I was listening to that. Because I watched the show. She has like a penthouse apartment in Nashville. She has all her bills paid for. The last I saw, she didn't have a job.
She's 25, by the way.
25. Yeah. So I'm thinking what she really is saying is please give me a reality show of me raising these kids because I need money.
She's saying the gravy train is gone.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the parents were taking care of everything. And you can tell because this podcast, like you said, occurred prior to the sentencing, which tells me that they knew what was coming. They're going down. They're going to prison. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, it's not her fault. She didn't know. But gosh, can you imagine you're living this life in the penthouse in Nashville? You know, you have your Range Rover because I think she has Range Rover, too. Like, it seems like all the kids have Range Rovers. You're just you have a credit card just ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Look, and it's all just ripped out from under you and you have to live in reality.
Here's the thing that I don't understand, Jamie, with this whole story and listening to her. She's 25 years old and she's been living in this penthouse, as you say, and she's had all of her bills paid for. How do you be in that situation and not question where the money's coming from?
Her dad is developer and a finance guy. And I think if you've always grown up with him being that guy, you think that he just makes millions.
They're living in, multi-million dollar mansions. Right. They're spending bukus of money. And you don't even question it?
No, I don't think you do. Your dad's in finance and property management.
And if you don't know that world, you've grown up the entire time thinking that you're just one of those well-off families.
You don't know that your dad filed for bankruptcy and owed millions of dollars?
No, I'm sure they keep him sheltered from all that.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell my kids if I filed bankruptcy.
Me either. I'd be like, everything. My girlfriend, Holly, said this one, which I don't know if I agree with. She said your kids should never know your financial struggles. They should never know that you're having any kind of financial, because it's not their burden. And I'm like, yeah, but kind of don't you want them to know that everything's not paid for either? You know?
I mean, and don't you also want them to know that there's some financial responsibility in life?
Yeah!
You know, maybe don't make the mistake I might have made, you know?
Back in my day, I only made $1 an hour for babysitting.
I don't know.
It's a bunch of crap.
It's hard for me to believe with Google.
$1 an hour. Think about that.
I got you. $1 an hour. Kids. Yeah, well, they owe you some reparations, I guess, because you're worth more.
$1.
I just don't understand with Google and everything out there. You got a big TV show. It's not like that you're, just a family that lives in the burbs out here that nobody knows of. I mean, you've got two or three TV shows, and she's never Googled and seen that her dad filed for bankruptcy and all this crap.
I'm sure he just said, like all people that file for bankruptcy, they go, this is what their line is. I'm no different than Donald Trump. He filed for bankruptcy. He became president, and I just need to rearrange my money, and it's nothing you need to worry about. Because I do remember back in the day, people would justify filing bankruptcy just like Donald Trump. I'm like, you're not like Donald Trump.
Yeah. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. But that's what they use. All right. The other thing is Rihanna. I really like her. But it seems like everybody's doing this now. When you get... what's wrong with you over there?
Nothing. I'm moving the papers around. Trying to figure out where the hell I'm at today. Say, Skippy, I've got to get myself in order here.
Dude, I literally need to go right now so I can get my nails done.
Yeah, I got to get to the grocery store. I want to beat the crowd to the grocery store. So hurry up with your Rihanna story.
I know, right? Hurry up. Have to get these done. All right, but the Rihanna thing is, everybody seems to be doing this, which is when they get the Super Bowl halftime show, they do a documentary. So the camera crew is going to follow her during her rehearsals and then actually doing the Super Bowl show. Beyonce has done this, and J-Lo's done this, and now she's going to be doing this too. Yeah. And she's going to make millions.
Yeah, she will.
You know what
happened? It's a good idea, though.
Yeah. You know what this is, BJ?
What's that?
The rich just getting richer.
Yeah, that's the way the world works. It's depressing as hell.
I'm sorry, I was just practicing lines for Thanksgiving. All right, there you go. Tell it, Trey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also on the Odyssey app all over America. And there is snow in the forecast tonight into tomorrow, especially if you're headed west. If you're going up I-70 into the mountains, doing a little holiday travel.
I know, but she already changed her maps again.
What'd she change it to?
She said 4 inches.
For?
What? For us. I mean, but it goes around Denver. Like, it goes west.
I think that's more evergreen.
It goes west and south.
Yeah.
And north up there.
Yeah.
And it just kind of does this weird thing where it goes around Denver.
From what I saw earlier this morning, an inch to a couple of inches here in the
Listen,
metro.
I'm not even doing this anymore because we never know. We never
Nobody knows. But I will say this, that if you're headed to the mountains, obviously more. I mean, that's just the way it works.
It is. That's
and
how it
so
works.
And so if you're going to travel and you're going west, just beware that there is snow in the forecast tonight into tomorrow for your holiday plans.
No. Oh, my God. This morning, I was thinking about how the I-70 express lane makes me crazy because it's so dangerous. But this morning, there was a guy. He was tailing this other guy, you know, being a jerk because he was in the fast lane.
Just riding him.
Yeah, and he kept going to the left, to the lane with all the crap in it. You know, it's not a driving lane. He missed a ladder by this much.
Oh.
Ow.
I almost wanted him to hit it because he's being such a jerk.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that is karma. But he missed it. Anyway.
All right. Earlier this morning, Jamie, now, you weren't here very early. And
yes, I'm always here.
Carson just basically brought something up that just made me think of how lazy we've become.
Okay.
All right. And for you, for example, you've got a Roomba that just runs around the house, right?
I have two of them.
You've got two of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, how we've become, hooked on the technology.
It's convenient.
It's convenient. Convenient. It takes some of the labor out of our lives.
Right.
Carson was panicking this morning until I put him in place. Okay.
Okay.
But he was panicking this morning because he's got family coming over for Thanksgiving tomorrow. And last night his dishwasher went out.
Oh, God.
So now,
which means we're cooking. We're doing everything.
That sucks.
So now he's got to manually wash the dishes tomorrow, and he's freaking out.
Like, we're going to look at dishwashers later today, but we're not going to get it installed by tonight.
You might be able to, but
there's no way.
Oh, that
he
sucks.
He was freaking out. And I'm like, dude, you just wash your dishes. You got to do is run some water in the sink and wash your own dishes.
Yeah, I've never had one. A dishwasher? Not once.
Poor guy.
32 years old, never had a dishwasher.
You don't do your dishes.
I do my own dishes. Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't I? Because your uncle does your laundry?
Well, he does that, but I do my dishes.
We
never would have guessed that you do your dishes, though, if your uncle does your laundry.
Yeah,
you've got some dude doing your underwear.
Yeah.
Then we assume you're not doing your plates.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, my God, I am so shocked.
I will tell you, I fully get what Jamie's saying here, because if you don't wash your own underwear, then obviously you're not doing the forks and spoons.
Yeah. I wash all the dishes.
Like, duh, I wash them all, you guys. The paper plates are really hard to wash. I mean, you have an uncle, you know, he folds your panties. So I'm sorry I didn't know that you wash your own dishes.
Yeah. I wash everybody's dishes.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah.
We would have never guessed that. Okay, I believe you. Don't get me wrong, but we would have never believed that.
No.
Right.
At all. Yeah. I'm still not sure we do.
Well, I'm sure they also eat off of paper plates and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I keep in my cupboard a stack of paper plates, but, you know, they're the good ones, and a stack of disposable cups, because it's just so much easier for my kid to grab that.
See, that's what we're thinking about doing. We're thinking about just, hey, bring paper plates over. And
no,
we're
you can't do that. You can't do that.
Listen, there's something about eating off of paper plates that hurt my teeth. If you made me eat off a paper plate, I'd freak out.
And you can't take the most infamous meal of the year.
Exactly.
Okay? Thanksgiving. You cannot do that on paper plates. You've got to just, you know, suck it up and wash a couple of plates.
But how about this? Why don't we go on YouTube and figure out what's wrong with
it? Well, actually, I tried to do that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I checked the water pump, make sure that, you know, the water was getting cut off for whatever reason. I think it's a part. It's $25. But
I don't want to, and then I went online, and everyone's having problems in our neighborhood with these because all of our homes were came with these dishwashers, and everyone hates this dishwasher. It's not worth fixing. Don't do it.
Oh, so you did do your research.
So I'm just like, all right, we're going to have to buy a new one, but it's not going to be ready by the time we need it.
Here's the deal. You're going to ruin your entire Thanksgiving Eve by thinking about this all day long, okay? Just accept the fact that you may have to wash a few plates and a few pans tomorrow and just move right through it, get it installed on Friday, and boom, you're back to normal.
But we got bottles to wash. You realize how many parts
it's true.
Of the
I forgot about the bottles. I never put them in the dishwasher. I always thought they got like a little too hot.
Yeah.
But I just washed them manually.
I used to do that. I was that parent that was like, I'm going to wash these all by hand. She'll be fine. I feel better doing it. And then after like the first week of doing it, I was like, nope, they're all going in the dishwasher.
My God,
right,
you're
now
a horrible parent.
Yeah, you are. we always, with frog stuff, we washed everything by hand.
And then you had the bottle tree.
Because they melt.
Yeah.
You put them in there, they melt. They and eventually they start leaking and stuff because of the heat of that thing.
Yeah, but what's a little plastic?
Well, you know what, though? I mean, I will tell you, BJ and Jamie love their kids. Somebody in this room is just damn lazy.
Look, just wash your dishes, okay? Run some water in the sink. Put a little soap in there. Wash them, rinse them, dry them. You'll be fine.
I don't want to tell
you. You're freaking out, man, over a dishwasher.
You know what? Have Spadil come over. He'll do it.
Yeah. Spadil can do it.
I'll wash your dishes.
He washes everything.
Yeah, for free food. Hour, man. Right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You might have seen us in Westward Magazine. Yes. Yes, you might have. You might have. Also on the Odyssey app all over America. 31 degrees right now. Weekend is almost here. Big Thanksgiving weekend. If you're going out to DIA today, which, Jamie, you're flying out today, aren't you?
Yeah, two out of the three, what are they called? Those
economy.
Economy lots.
Look at me. What are those people?
They're parking lots. They're called parking lots.
No, I mean, I don't park in economy. That's why I didn't know the first word. Those people out there.
The peasants.
Right? It's packed. Going to be around 50 degrees today, 42 for Thanksgiving. Then Friday, Black Friday. 56 degrees. Nobody's talking about Black Friday.
Well, because, for example, the American Music Awards, in the middle of it, they do an infomercial on Walmart, and how if you are a Walmart, whatever, preferred customer, that at 7 o'clock, their Black Friday starts.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, because back in the day, man, that thing used to kick off at 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. But now, everybody's moved their hours. I saw where Target. Target's not going to open until 7 a.m. on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
But it used to be such a beautiful, I mean, I'm sure some of you guys can relate to this. I know Carson and I were just talking this off the air. It was one of those memories you created. Like, I know I did with my mom, you did with your mom.
Yep.
It was my mom and my sister, and we'd get up at like 4:30, and all of us would be bitchy, like, why are we doing this? And then we'd be laughing in line. And then you guys got up the same way, right?
My mom literally dropped me off, like, rolled me out of the minivan. Was like, hey, go wait in the Mervyn's line so we don't miss any of the goodies. And literally one year, I stood in line. I was the first one in line, little kid, just waiting there at like 4:45, waiting for the doors open. And for like a Joe Montana signature foam football that I got at Mervyn's.
Like, I mean, it's a great memory.
Like, wait a minute. Like, Joe Montana actually signed a foam football?
Well, it was like a printed signature on it that said Mervyn's.
But when you're little, you think he signed it.
Yeah, right.
They changed all the times, and then they started opening on Thanksgiving, and then my sister and I were like, well, this is dumb. I don't even know when we're supposed to go.
I do like the fact that they've reversed the Thanksgiving thing. I do like that.
Meaning?
Which that means a lot of the stores are not going to open. Right. They're going to be closed for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
There was a trend there for a while, a few years ago, where everybody rushed to open by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day, which, you know, you got a family together. And people had to rush out because we had to go shopping that day.
Family had to work.
Yeah. But,
and you know what shut that down was the pandemic.
Yeah.
The pandemic shut it down because, A, they couldn't find the employees to actually pull off opening up on Thanksgiving Day. And so now all these stores, Kohl's and Target and Walmart, everybody shut down Thanksgiving Day. That's actually the good thing from it.
So now what's the all-around thing?
Well, right now we have a list here. I think some of the stores open at 6 a.m., But nobody is opening at like 4:30 or 5 like they used to.
And yeah. Nobody's open on Thanksgiving?
No.
No one's good. Open on Thanksgiving. No.
Everybody shut down on Thanksgiving?
Well, they should be with their families. Should be working.
A lot of these stores aren't opening up till 7 a.m. But I think that Black Friday has lost its luster forever.
Well, because it's... Because they do this thing, at least on Amazon, because I like Amazon. And it'll say, like, pre-Black Friday sales. Or, like, Z Gallery, they're, like, sending me texts all the time. Pre-Black Friday sale. Get in on the action.
Yeah. And they've been running these sales for, what, a month now?
Yeah.
Because Bezos, he did a couple of pre-Black Friday sales, which they called the Prime Day thing. And according to the stories I've seen, the prices have pretty much stayed the same from then till now.
It's just not where it used to be, BJ.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
It really sucks, doesn't it?
It really does.
So sad for everybody. So sad. Tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, this is going to be a great movie. This FTX.
Yeah.
That guy, it's going to be a great movie. I guess this Bankman-Fried, you guys know, it's a crypto thing. This cryptocurrency didn't even have an accounting department. I guess he took out a loan against his company for $1 billion.
Wow.
His own company, right? And then they were talking about how he's at this Albany resort. It's one of the most exclusive resorts in the whole world. And... I guess he's living in a $40 million, his own penthouse. He lives in there. It has a private school. By the way, they're also holding the Hero World Tournament, which is for the Tiger Woods Foundation, December 1st through 4th.
I've seen that resort.
Have you?
Yeah. It's the nice. Dive shop that I use in the Bahamas is right on the skirts of that thing.
Man.
And it's beautiful. You pass by the golf course.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, Jamie. It is nice.
Well, it has a hotel inside of it, in case you have out-of-town guests. Mm-hmm. But only people that are members can have their friends stay there, and they start at $6,000 a night.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I passed by it. I didn't stay.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It says that his parents of this guy are both law professors at Stanford. So he has some good genes. Right? And that I guess they were seen on his balcony in the Bahamas visiting him. Yeah. How is all this possible?
I don't know. I don't know how the guy's not been extradited back to the U.S. already. I guess they're just trying to, they being the prosecutors or DAs, are just trying to get their ducks in a row before they bring him back. Coming back.
Yeah, because
They're going to convict this guy of fraud. I mean, he's got so many people roped into this thing with Tom Brady and Giselle and the list just goes on and on and on of high-profile people, too.
He also donated $40 million to the Democrats in 21.
Well, I think Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation is a huge part of the buying into his company.
Ooh, I mean, it didn't even have a...
And again, I only say that because he duped some pretty intelligent people. If you think about it.
How high did your voice get?
I don't know.
That was so weird.
But he did. He got some people who you thought might be a little savvy when it comes to their money.
Well, especially like people like Steph Curry. I mean, that guy's a genius when it comes to building businesses and getting into business with people.
If it's too good to be true.
Well, he's not looking like a genius right now.
You know,
he's spent millions on this.
We were talking about, earlier we were talking about, what do you call it, bankruptcy. So when you file bankruptcy, you have to, like, list everybody you owe money to or whatever, and then they try to make it right, and you owe all your assets and whatever. He has 1 million, listen to this, 1 million creditors that he owes. A million!
Yeah, you're screwed. Wow. If you're on that list.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you're not going to get your money back.
Yeah, so here's the only thing that I'm going to tell you that I read, and I'll put this whole article up there, because they're saying this changes the way Coinbase is stored, because you don't know who's storing your coins, right? But they recommended that you store it with a place that has proof of reserve, which means that, I don't know what it means, but it says proof of reserve. And so that's Coinbase and Buy Now. Those are the two that have proof of reserve. Don't go to some guy named FTX, guy.
I pulled into a Circle K to get a bag of ice a couple of days ago, and they're selling Bitcoin.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the machine? Is it the vending machine?
I don't know. Or there like was the just ATM? A sign. There was a sign in the window said, purchase your Bitcoins here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in a Circle K.
Right.
Getting a bag of ice. And I can purchase Bitcoin here?
For $16,000?
I have no idea,
oh,
Jamie.
Maybe they're doing those mini shares.
Like a sliver of it.
Well, whatever, but I didn't expect to get cryptocurrency at Circle K.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's one of those ATM machines that you can do.
And who's storing your coins there?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Well, Betty behind the gas register.
Yeah, who owns that machine?
Right? I don't know. This whole thing is crazy. All right. Let's see. What else? Oh, there's two hot chicks that went Tom Brady. Two girls have come out. One's a playmate. Her name is Sarah Blake. And she had said, I'd tap that.
Really?
Yeah, she said that.
Is that her quote?
Yeah, I'd tap that.
Wow.
Yep. And then the other girl, which I think he might be interested in, is Brazilian model. Her name is Mayara Lopez. Yes.
I think he's a big fan of Brazil.
Yeah, and she has nice ass.
Good for her.
What are you looking at, Schmidel, you creep?
Oh. I was seeing what Sarah Blake looks like.
And what does she look like?
Well, she's very tan. Here you can really only kind of see her butt, but she's got a really nice butt.
She has her butt the way it's... She's leaning on the concrete, and the way her butt is kind of poked up, it's behind her ears. And she goes, I got my bunny ears. And it's her butt cheeks. Nice. It's her butt cheeks. Yeah. That's not okay.
Did you see the story where that... remember the disgraced football guy named Antonio Brown down in Tampa Bay?
I kind of do.
Remember he posted that thing about Tom Brady and Giselle a few... I don't know, a couple of months ago.
Is he the one hazing him?
Yeah. Okay. He posted another picture. And this one is a fake, topless, nude picture of Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
What is this guy doing?
He hates
Why is he taunting Tom Brady like this?
I forgot what the backstory is.
That is so... It's so classless.
Does anybody know the backstory? Anybody?
It says, Antonio Brown risked the wrath of ex-teammate Tom Brady again. This time he posts a fake nude photo of his ex-wife Giselle Bundchen on Snapchat yesterday.
Yeah, the guy just lost it.
I thought that they were friends. I thought he liked her.
Even if you're enemies, okay? If you have something beef right here, why are you posting pictures of his ex-wife now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he acted like with those other posts that they were buddies. He and Giselle.
Well, and I know Tom Brady is they were really close at one point because Tom got him to come to the Buccaneers. He was like, hey, you need to come.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Me.
I remember that.
And they were really close at one point, and then something went south.
I never realized how big her nose was until I just looked at this TMZ picture. But did you know that people with bigger noses photograph better?
Really?
Yeah. Because you see the supermodels, and then when you actually see them in person, you're like, whoa! You got a nose. But supermodels have big noses because they photograph better. Yeah, just fun fact from Jamie.
Holy crap. That's...
I always wanted to get a bigger nose, right? Yeah. I'd photograph better. Because mine is just a tiny. Tiny. All right, the other guy who's making headlines, speaking of football, is Melvin. What's his name? Melvin who?
Gordon.
Yeah, he left yesterday, right? He's not happy,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, they kicked him off the team.
Yeah. Well, because he kept... Did you see the meme I posted with the two butter sticks for arms?
Yeah. That was pretty good. It's accurate.
Anyway, so, what did he post, Schmidel?
It's a picture of him photoshopped onto O.J. Simpson driving the Bronco with all the cops behind him. And then it says something like, the fans were hell, I'll see you later. So he's kind of talking crap about the Broncos fans.
Well, we weren't nice to him.
Well, yeah, you fumble.
Yeah,
every time
in the
you touch
worst
a ball.
Situations ever, too.
Oh, he's gone. Let him be.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you, that and that brown guy? What's his name that you said?
Antonio.
Yeah, what are you? Yeah. Like?
He's got hatred.
Yeah, just let it go. I mean, God, he dropped a damn ball. It's fine. All right. By the way, do they play this weekend?
Yes.
Who do they play?
Carolina.
Oh.
At Carolina, Sunday at 11 a.m. our time.
And how's it looking?
Terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Looks horrible.
It's the Broncos.
It does?
Yeah. No game looks good on the schedule. JB, I looked through their schedule after they lost to the Raiders this past weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't see another game they're going to win.
Really?
No, I don't.
Come on. come on!
I don't see it. I don't see them winning another game.
Oh, my God. This is painful.
Yeah.
What happened to our hopes and dreams?
We're going to finish this season, what, 3-15?
Oh.
I wish we had the audio of when we found out he was coming here.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Everybody was. Everybody thought this was going to be a complete home run with Russell Wilson. And it's turned out to be the biggest dud of all. And not only that, it's like, okay, I could get it if Russell came in here and the offense was incredible and the defense was losing games.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not what's going on here. We brought in a multi-million dollar quarterback and we're losing because of our offense.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't have to go this deep.
I'm just saying.
Anything else?
Yeah, that Melvin Gordon guy fumbles a lot. How about that?
He's pitiful.
Two last things I want to tell you. Number one, it's Shawn Mendes is getting all creepified. Shawn Mendes is dating his 50-year-old chiropractor.
It's weird.
It is weird. She's 50.
He's 24.
Yeah. Ew.
I tell you what's weirder, though, is the Cher thing.
Yes.
Cher is dating a guy. He's 36. She's 76.
40 years difference if I did the math right.
76 and he's 36. You go, girl.
I mean, I will say she looks amazing for 76.
She does, yeah.
She really does.
How much work do you think she's had done? Oh, my gosh.
Please.
I mean, I'll bet you she's got invested maybe $1 million, $2 million in plastic surgery.
You know who has the worst plastic surgery is the lady that does, well, this is sad, that hospital in Memphis or whatever, wherever it is. What's her name? She's like this.
Marlo Thomas.
Have you seen her lately?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How does she even talk?
I don't know.
It's like pulled something.
I will say this, for all that Cher has had done, it's not bad surgery.
No,
she's got a good doctor. Yeah, she's got a good doctor.
She does. Thought about reaching out. Yeah. Slipping into her DMs, finding out who did it.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059. BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app all over America, too. I've been trying my best to get into this World Cup. I just can't do it. I can't do it.
So you're going to go with Hallmark movies this weekend?
I guess. That's all I know because I'm trying. Well, at least this weekend you have football. I mean, actual football. American football.
Yeah.
Because it is Thanksgiving weekend. But, man, I've tried to get into this. Did you see the warehouse full of Budweiser?
Yeah. They're going to give it to whichever team wins.
Is that where it's going?
Oh,
yeah.
That's
awesome. I didn't see that.
Yeah, so they have, just warehouses.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. I mean, I'll bet you they have 2 million cases of Budweiser. Oh.
Yeah, and because if you don't know this, in under your rock, they don't allow beer sales. So now they have all this unused product, and that's what they say. I don't know. What's the team going to do with it?
I don't know. Not all those players are going to drink all that beer.
Well, I think they're just going to donate it to the country.
Oh, maybe that's
it's going. Like, you know, if England wins, they get it.
By the way, this is kind of funny. I guess a ton of people are getting kicked out, and there's a huge, huge problem at the Cup because people are showing up wasted.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Because you want to get liquored up before you go in there. Look. To have a game that goes for 3 hours and it finish 0-0, you need to sell beer. Yeah. Okay? You really do need to sell beer.
I'm just...
Because that's just boring
as hell. But they're pre-gaming it so hardcore that they're passing out and stuff.
Well, you don't want your buzz to go away in the middle of the first or something.
By the way, I saw a bet that was between the U.S. and the U.K. You know, we play the U.K. on Friday.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, but Mr. Soccer, you do.
Yeah, we play the U.K. on Friday.
What? England.
Well, we play England on Friday, okay? Yeah. We play England on Friday, and the bet on Twitter is this, between the U.S. and England, is the loser has to take Harry and Meghan.
No way.
Okay, that's funny.
It's all over Twitter. Yeah. They're saying they've already come to an agreement that the losing team must take the royal couple.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
That's a lot on the line.
Yeah. You know what I don't think is fair, to be honest with you, with this World Cup and the beer and all that stuff, is if you are in a suite, one of the suites, a corporate suite or whatever, they have alcohol in there.
Oh.
So it's not like a thing if they're letting the corporate suites have it.
Well, it's kind of weird simply because they're in Qatar or Qatar, whatever you want to call it. They allow beer and alcohol in restaurants, in hotels, certain bars. But for the World Cup, it's all of a sudden it's against the religion.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't get it.
Man, I can't believe that Budweiser isn't suing them.
I know, because that contract's worth $75 million.
Well, I guess what they're selling now is their non-alcoholic Budweiser.
That's not going to make it up,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
Well,
yeah.
I knew this girl, she'd gone through rehab or whatever. And remember O'Doul's?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so we were all at Benihana's, and she drank 15 of them to try to get a buzz.
Oh, my. Are you serious?
I think they run. Don't they run like 0.02 yeah. or something
and
like
I was
that
like,
alcohol?
What is going on with her? Yeah. But somebody said she's trying to get a buzz, and it's okay if she has O'Doul's.
Yeah, well, at that point, she just should switch over to Listerine or something.
Because she's going to die of liquid.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, it didn't work.
Anyway. All right. Hey, I got a big weekend. I'm going out to the Gaylord this weekend.
You are?
Yeah. Oh. I'm going out for the Ice Show, the Charlie Brown Christmas. Mm-hmm. And also doing the Cirque show.
Don't forget to post about it.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to.
You gotta, we got to see inside your life.
And they say that it's absolutely fascinating out there. Now, I've not been yet, but I've been in years
so
past.
I'm so jealous of your life.
Yeah, you are?
Yes.
You're being facetious.
No,
You're
I'm not.
You're jealous of my life?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because you have the perfect age kid. Like, this is so fun.
Oh, the kid thing.
Oh, my God. I'm not, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you threw me off. Well, with I mean. You don't want violence. Let me tell you.
No, I kind of do.
I don't wish it on anybody.
Because I have a 16-year-old that's like, what?
Who doesn't want anything to do
with
you?
Yeah, exactly.
I get the kid thing. Yeah, I get the kid thing.
Why are you even putting up all these trees?
I will tell you, the kid thing is really fun.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking so
especially
forward to
going,
it.
Especially taking him out there to the Gaylord. Can I just go with you guys and watch?
Again, last night, and I told you this yesterday, last night he wants me to get my phone out, pull up pictures of the Gaylord.
Oh, God.
And let's go through the pictures. Dad, let's go through the pictures. I want to see what we're going to. I want to see.
That's so
He's
fun.
So excited. He'll even sit there and say, Dad, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to get there.
So this is your tradition. So this, let's make it because
Let
me bring
it
up to
be.
Speed. We were talking about this off the air, like what you do for Thanksgiving traditions, what you do for Christmas traditions, stuff like that. Like our Christmas tradition, because my mom had five brothers and sisters and they didn't want to exchange gifts. Somebody would get in the mix a prop. I don't like on a boat. I don't know why. But every year the prop got passed. It was just dumb. And we passed that around. And then one year it was a Clorox bottle that everybody saw. I don't know. Okay. It was just dumb stuff. But that was our tradition.
Yeah.
And BJ's like, I don't know if we have any. I'm like, you know, now you do.
Gaylord. No. Actually, I've thought about that.
Okay.
I've thought about that. And I'm a little bummed out. I'll be honest with you. I'm being really honest about this. I'm a little bummed out because the tradition of me cooking on Thanksgiving Day is going away this year. And I've done it for the past, you know, Jamie, I've done it for the past, since you and I have been together, I've done it.
Oh, I didn't even think about this makes you sad.
Yeah, it does make me a little sad because there was an intervention of mother-in-law who insisted that she host this year at her house.
And you can't say anything.
And I can't say anything. I can't raise a ruckus over it. And I feel like part of a tradition that I've done for the last 12 years
has just been ripped apart.
Is it's been taken from me because I really enjoy cooking.
I
really enjoy it. I enjoy the clean. I like it all. I like preparing
That's
for
your
it.
Thing.
The shopping. It is my thing. And it's gone this year. But I will say this.
Was there the food bad last year? Is it?
No. I don't think it had anything to do with the food. I think it was more
sure?
or less.
Maybe they're not telling you.
It wouldn't have gone for 12 years.
Well, I know, but if maybe it were the last food. Year was a bad.
No, it was not a bad year.
I'm just trying to figure out why it got
you're
yanked.
You're making me more angry than I already am.
I'm just trying to figure out why it got yanked from
right,
you. There had to be a reason.
Let me ask you
I know
question.
Why, because you put the potatoes in with the skins.
Will you shut up for a minute?
Nobody likes that. The potatoes
listen,
with the skins
I've
on
done
them.
I've it for 12 years.
Well, they've had
right,
enough.
Let me ask you a question. All right. Right now, my son's going to come over on Friday, okay, or Saturday. I think it's going to be Friday, though. I just texted him. I'm going to cook for us on Friday, okay? Full meal. The turkey,
and
they're
like, another
dressing.
Thanksgiving meal.
You know what? I know they're going to think that, but I don't give a damn.
And they're going to say this, and the peels are on the potatoes.
You know what? It's a weekend. You're supposed to be thankful, so suck it up. Suck it up. Right. Now, let me ask you a question, though. If I do it on Friday, is the tradition still alive?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're still the guy. You're still
because
the man.
I feel like it's not.
You have the outfit. You can put it back on.
Because
he has a chef hat. I'm not doing like it, the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I got it with me.
I know. Yeah. So yes, it's still a tradition. You're
if,
good.
If I don't do Thursday right. tomorrow. And I do Friday instead. Mm. I'm still on.
You're still
tradition.
The chef, man. You're still the
feel
chef.
I know. I don't feel that way though. I don't feel like
it
I feel like if
what
I miss.
Day it is.
I feel like that if I don't have a turkey on, I'm doing my dressing. I'm doing my green bean casserole as the Thanksgiving parade is on TV and the football comes. I don't feel the
okay,
same.
All right, I have an idea.
What?
DVR all that stuff and have it on Friday.
Recreate Thanksgiving. We'll have two Thanksgivings.
Ta-da! Man, I'm a genius.
I never even thought of that. I'm gonna record the parade tomorrow.
Exactly.
And just fire that sucker up on Friday.
My God,
oh,
I'm
Jamie,
amazing.
I love you. I love
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, there you go. There's a Thanksgiving song for you. Drunk and I don't want to go home.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So Carson and I off the air are just talking about, you know, Thanksgiving memories or whatever. And I just had the worst one ever, you guys. So back in the day when I was little, you could smoke in your house, right?
Yeah.
And my grandparents didn't know my mom smoked. And my mom smoked a lot. So she would sit around the corner smoking in the house, and we had to be watch out for my grandma and grandpa to pull up.
Couldn't they smell it when they come in the house?
No, because she had like 8,000 things of Glade, and you know they were
really?
Older and stuff.
She would like take a puff and then spray it.
Yeah, and then she had the windows open. It's freezing. Yeah. But think about putting your kids out on watch for your smoking habit.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure some people do it for their drinking habit too. Nobody knows we drink.
Yeah.
But okay, let us know when they pull up, right?
Yeah, because when you have family over, everybody becomes different people. Like you said, like nobody drinks. We're all having iced tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You got to change up a few things because you don't want certain people to know what you do in your own household.
Exactly. And,
right?
and then all of a sudden, everything's perfect and toss pillows and everything. Just that's not how you live.
Not in my house.
Right?
So
nobody does that. Yep.
All right. Big Thanksgiving weekend coming up. Hope everybody has a great, great Thanksgiving. If you're traveling this weekend, there is snow in the forecast. For the mountains, that is.
And it looks like DIA just picked up.
Yeah.
Did you see that line?
It escalated.
Yeah. Because early this morning, we were like, it's not bad at all, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm like, ooh, whoops.
Yeah, and you got to go out there later on this afternoon.
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing it up.
I hate when they have that line that goes all the way out around the carousel for the luggage.
I
hate
it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you were talking about Thanksgiving off air, okay?
Right, yeah.
And how you have to put certain items out for the guests that are coming over because these are gifts that were given to you that you normally won't display unless they're coming over.
Exactly. Everybody does this.
I don't know.
Everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. We've
all got
we
one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't.
Do you want to? I mean, do you want to say it, or will it hurt your mom's feelings? You think?
Yeah. Be careful.
Does she listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
don't.
No. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, we've already gone as far as it's your mom. So I think we can keep it going from here. So I think mom's ears have perked up already.
Okay? Right, but he told me this, and I feel it because we all have to put out something. Like my grandma, you remember those wish like catchers or whatever?
Oh, the dream catchers.
Dream
yeah.
catchers. Yeah. Like my grandma made those, so we'd have to put it out.
In
Nobody
her
wants
arts and crafts class.
Yeah, and so we'd hang it up right along the stairway, like, oh, there's Granny O's witch dream catcher.
That's exactly.
And then
right.
after she'd leave, we'd take it down.
Yeah, and she thinks it's there all year round.
Yeah. All right. So
they love my dream catcher. They just love. Oh my God.
Did you see it? There it is. There it
oh,
is. Right
they
there.
Love it.
So he had his problem is. So they like to do pretty Thanksgiving and, you know, with the charger plates and all that stuff Carson and his
exactly.
wife do. And it's like their thing, but now the mom has ruined it.
Well, all right. So we have this tradition. It's ever since I've been born, we've done this. There is a turkey dish and it looks like a turkey.
Right.
So you put the turkey on the turkey dish, right?
Right.
And it's a tradition. We've done it every year. Well, my mom has kept this in. She even has the box still.
Oh, my God.
So she put it in the box. And then once we got our house, Brittany and I moved into our house, whatever, we started a family. She was like, all right, now it's your turn.
It's your turn.
To do the tradition.
So wait a minute. She passed along the turkey dish?
Yeah
turkey plate.
So you can have turkey on turkey action.
Like an heirloom. It's been handed down in generations.
It's a Thanksgiving family heirloom. That's exactly the way
and
to put
it. And he doesn't want to have to use it.
In the shape of a turkey?
He says it's hideous.
Yeah. I could see.
It's a full gobble.
gobble gobble turkey with color and everything.
I could see.
Brown.
Yeah, I could see that not being your style.
It's got a yellow beak. Yeah. Right? And so then he has to put the turkey on the turkey.
Because
right.
I know it's going to hurt her feelings if we don't put the turkey on the turkey.
Yeah. And as you put the dish on the table with the turkey on it, you've got a gobble, right? Do you?
Oh, no. No, listen, listen. No, listen. You just ruined the funny story.
So do you? So thing. So you do use it then?
Well, he has to
every single year.
Yeah, yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you got to.
I mean, and I can't drop it or break it.
Yeah. Oh no! Oh,
that would be devastating.
Yeah, and then they have another tradition. This is so cute, Carson. Carson stands by the turkey every year and takes a picture.
Okay, listen. My mom
hates you.
Since I was 1 year old, she put me up. The turkey comes out of the oven, right? And they put me up on the island, and I sat with the turkey and took a picture every single year. So,
but it's a little embarrassing that you're still sitting on the counter.
Yeah, it is.
Well, luckily, you can hold my weight.
Yeah, it's probably time to get down from there.
And you mentioned off air, too, that you're going to pass along this tradition by having little Debbie now take a pic. Do you realize this is your opportunity to stop this stupid tradition? Don't drag little Debbie into this.
No,
I mean, you're going to start something here that you're not going to be able to stop at some point if you do it now. So right now is a good time to cut
just
ties.
Just stop it.
Just stop the whole turkey tradition. You got to level with mom. 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 The buck stops here.
Yeah, because where are these pictures?
Yeah. You know, the turkey stops here.
I mean, did she print them out? Are they in the album?
Oh,
I mean, where
no,
are they?
No, they're hidden in deep inside of her house that will never see the light of day. But at the same time.
That's where they should be.
If I had to go through this embarrassment. My daughter's going to go through this, too.
Yeah, but this is a great time to stop it.
I agree,
I mean, it really is. It's the perfect time.
My worst one was my grandma took a freaking cake decorating class. So every year I had Barbie stuck in the middle of a cake that looked like her dress. I was like, yay, another Barbie with a dress out of icing. Yay. Yeah, and then my dad would lick her boobs. Yeah. It was weird.
Oh, man. All those family traditions, man. Don't you just love Thanksgiving, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Yes, that's us right there in Westward Magazine. Yeah, welcome to a Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
You're
killing me. Carson last night went to the Elitch Gardens. What's it called again, the light show?
The Luminova.
I want to mention that real quick here because he says
the
it's
luminary.
Absolutely... He says it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Luminova Holidays. That's
Luminova.
What it's called.
Luminova Holidays,
fancy.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they had a big media night last night.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, big media night.
What? How come you didn't go?
Because it was too early. My wife doesn't get home until like 6 p.m.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And they started it at 5.
It looks pretty. Somebody put it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And so you just, walk through it?
Yeah, similar to Zoo Lights, but the cool thing about Elitch Gardens is that they run some of the rides. So the kids...
Oh, they do?
Like, we took little Debbie on the horse carousel. That was her first ride.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So, I mean, they got rides up and stuff like that.
I want a little baby!
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Get away from me.
I looked in BJ's eyes.
Get away from me.
Stay over there. How old's your son?
Oh, no. 4.
See, you guys are...
We were going to go last time.
4 and a baby, and I'm just over here with a 16-year-old.
I assumed that they had some of the rides open, so we were going to go down there. It's just that it was just a little early with her getting off work, later.
You guys just enjoy it.
But we're going to go later. We're going to go later.
They have 4 million lights. Crazy.
Huh?
4 million lights down
there.
You
counted all of them?
Yeah. I did that little clicker. I had the clicker.
Here's what I'm going to do. Let's see how this goes. So I'm going to go home. I'm going to be like, Ralphie, you can't believe what they have at Elitch Gardens. We should walk through it. You know how that's going to go over. I'll be like, there'll be hot chicks there.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not going to buy that.
No, there'll be 3.
Yeah. All right. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, it is open. Last night was the first night, right?
It's going
to
be Friday. Is
officially open to the public Friday night.
Oh, okay, this Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha. Right.
Very cool.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Think about all the stress you're going through right now. All this, I mean, I'm telling you, Carson's freaking out. He's got to have the whole house clean, even though it's his mom. Like, you know these people.
Yeah.
You're around them all the time. But why is it we change, like, personalities? I mean, your mother-in-law picks up that baby every day.
I know. It's just something different when everyone's going to be hanging out at the house. And it's a sense of pride for myself. Like, I want everything to be
perfect.
Yeah.
And everybody does that. You're not alone. Everybody does that. They want everything perfect. But then I was thinking about how I grew up, and I swear, like, my dad would have a t-shirt with holes in it. And, like, it wasn't never perfect,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, same with me. We don't go overboard. I mean, I get you want the house clean. You don't want to look like a bunch of slobs and pigs or whatever. But we don't go overboard. We never did the whole place setting thing. And everybody
never dressed up.
Nah, people were on their own. You had a stack of plates. Grab your own food. It wasn't even displayed on a table.
Right.
It was more on the stove than anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
so it's all different for everybody.
I don't know. That would be interesting. Has anybody actually ever done that? Had all the food on the table?
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Why? It's only in commercials.
I don't know.
I don't think.
I feel like Carson does.
No, I don't think he does.
My table's not big enough.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I mean, think about that table.
We do everything left in the container it was cooked in.
See, I have no problem. But I wonder if there's anybody out there.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'll tell you somebody who I think does.
It's a lie.
Who's that lady that used to be on Fox 31 with Jeremy Hunter?
Aristea.
That woman,
I guarantee you, she
has a table big enough, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that.
Oh, my God. Good call.
And she is the type person that I'll bet you it is so displayed, it's despicable.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Oh, and all the desserts, like all the pies, the brownies, they're on that tier-leveled holding tray.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, there are certain people out there like that.
You know, why is she hot and perfect?
not fair.
Well, you know what? I bet she has like a bunion or something. Something we don't know about.
No. People like that, they don't have any flaws.
Oh, my God.
They have no flaws.
Wow.
Yeah.
So far, I only see one person that says that they do.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, that's kind of a pain. Because then everybody has to pass it all around.
Mm-hmm.
So the commercials are a lie.
It is a good look, though.
It's pretty.
I will tell you, it's a pretty look.
It's pretty.
I wish I could pull it off, but I can't.
I wish that I had those little things for the legs of the turkey.
Yeah.
Those little chef hats or whatever those are.
The little white chef hats?
Yeah, like you put them on there. I bet Aristea has those, too.
Oh, she does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're probably Gucci.
No. You know what she has? She has a chef that comes to her house.
Oh, you're right. Oh.
She doesn't even do that.
Yes.
She doesn't cook.
No.
She's not going to walk around the house all day tomorrow smelling like a turkey.
Exactly. That is a great point.
No, I don't see her doing it. She's going to have a chef, a professional chef, show up at her house, prepare the entire meal.
Yeah. He went to that Cordon Bleu school or whatever.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Chef Boyardee or something like that.
Something, one of those. Yeah, one or the other. Anyway, and think about it. It's just all for dinner. Like, it's just all to eat. Hey, you want to come over and get a beast with me?
I don't know, though. You know, you say it like that, but I sure do love it.
Well, it's been taken away from you.
It's one of my favorite holidays. I really like it.
In case you didn't hear, BJ's Thanksgiving sucked so bad last year that his mother-in-law took it away from
him. That's not what happened. Nothing sucked.
Well, then why?
I guess it was just time for a change. I don't know.
12 years you've been doing it?
Yeah. 12 years. Every Thanksgiving. I am.
And I mean, I know that you love it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Be sad.
Are you going to backseat chef?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like tell her how to cook?
No, I'm not even going to show up till it's prepared.
No, he's going to eat it, but then on the way home, he'll tell his wife what sucked.
Critique it.
I'll critique it for sure. But no, I'm not going to show up because I think that would make me even more sad.
Oh.
If I showed up to watch somebody else cook.
This is so sad.
You know, I'd be sitting there just like with tears coming
down.
You're on
the sidelines.
Like that Native American, you know, when you see somebody throw trash out.
Yeah.
Like him.
I don't think he was born yet.
Huh?
I don't think he was born yet. Only you and I saw that commercial.
Yeah, you've never seen that commercial?
Well, The Simpsons recreated it.
Yeah.
The Simpsons. He saw it on The Simpsons.
There's been parodies. There's been parodies many times. Yeah. But yeah, that's me sitting there on the couch watching her cook.
Oh.
I wouldn't like it.
I don't blame you.
Is there a new tier person that we could use for future reference?
I don't know.
I mean, that is the most famous crier.
That's the best crier there is.
I'm trying to.
There was that girl that cried when she tried to raise money for kids that were starving.
Oh, but she, yeah.
Yeah, she cried a lot.
I sent her a fly swatter.
You did?
Yeah.
What was her name? Suzanne Summer? No.
Sally something.
Sally Struthers?
Because they, you know, it really irritated me. Those little flies walking on those kids' faces, like, just hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did my part. I'm just gonna
weird thing to bring up here on the day before Thanksgiving.
If anybody has a more famous crier that we can put in our, you know, little mind
I think who's a good crier, but I can't.
Anybody? Do you guys have a famous crier?
That running back for the Broncos, Knowshon Moreno. He started crying on the sideline that one time. That was like just a straight stream of tears.
I didn't see it. It's not that famous.
I thought it'd
Spadil,
be relevant.
Can you be any more
Denver.
Less relevant than what you are? I swear to God. Dude, you bring up some of the stupidest crap.
Hey, there was no bad answer. I asked him.
There is a bad answer.
He played for
running
the
back for
how is it not relevant?
Oh my God. What, it was a running back from 15 years ago?
I don't know what he was.
Maybe like six.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's been a while.
Rounded up. All right, let's get. First of all, I wanted to tell you, Colorado Candy Company, they sent a bunch of candy. So there is some left. That ribbon candy is too pretty to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even open it. It's so delicate and beautiful. I'm like, oh, did you see it?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem opening. I tore into it. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. Somebody said Tammy Faye. That's a good one. Yeah, because she had the mascara running.
I think she's older than that Indian was.
You do?
Yeah.
But she lived longer and still kept crying.
All right, well.
I don't know.
We're still stretching.
Tom Brady? Did he cry?
I didn't see him cry.
Anyway, all right, let's see here. The other thing that I wanted to tell you guys, I circled a bunch of stuff, but I guess Alexa, who I love. Okay, Alexa, say how great Jamie White is. Anyway, so Alexa, I guess they're losing $10 billion because they can't figure out a way to use Alexa and make money. You know, they try, if you guys use Alexa, and I know, like Carson, do you have Alexa?
No.
Anyway, they try to get you to pay for stuff. They're like, hey, Shaquille O'Neal has a voice. Hey, do you want to hear the new Avatar soundtrack?
Yep.
So they try to prompt you to spend money, but I never do. Have you ever spent any money on
No, like every time I say, play Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
She'll ask me, well, do you want to play exclusive songs only from Lady Gaga? You got to pay for Amazon Prime Music or whatever. And I'm like, no. And she'll play a station that mimics Lady Gaga's songs or similar artists.
And I go to sleep to Rain Sounds, so I'll say, Alexa, play Rain Sounds. And so she'll say, do you want the premium service of Rain Sounds?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, because they're trying to recoup their money. $10 billion. They thought it was going to be this amazing moneymaker because it really is amazing technology.
Why don't they put ads on it?
Because I would kill them.
Mentions.
I would.
Well, no. I mean, let's say, for an example, if you ask about the weather, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you go to Alexa. Alexa, give me Denver's forecast. And she comes back and says, like, Denver's forecast is brought to you by, boom, here's the weather.
Oh, my God, you should go work for them.
Yeah. All you got to do is add those little drops in there, you could sell that.
Why don't you go call them and tell them?
I'm just saying.
Because they probably haven't thought of that.
I'm just saying. Obviously, you guys didn't think of it either.
Well, yeah,
I had to come up with it.
All by yourself.
Yes.
Go to corporate headquarters.
I'm just saying, why don't they... They're losing $1 billion a year?
No, they've lost together $10 billion. Did you know Alexa's been around for 10 years?
Well, that's $1 billion a year.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Wait, what?
You said they lost $10 billion. They've been around for 10 years.
I didn't say they've been around for 10 years yet.
They're losing $1 billion a year.
What? Oh, leave Britney alone, guy. Will you pull up that audio?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good crier.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy. Mm. He's really good. All right, the other thing is Kobe Bryant's daughter. This is really sad. She's being stalked by a psychopath, and he thinks that they're in a relationship. He's been doing this for quite a few years. Again, it's Kobe Bryant's daughter, and this guy was seen on camera bringing her flowers. All his little Instagram comments. He's saying, why don't we have a baby like a Kobe baby? Weird stuff. He's obviously mentally not there.
Yeah, he just pretends to be her boyfriend.
Right.
And she wants nothing to do with it. Well, I wonder why she can't block him.
I'm sure she did.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, they're saying that he's on her computer all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that doesn't make sense to me. You would think that there's a way for her to block him out of there.
Man, you should go to corporate.
I know. I got to come up with the answer for everybody. Jesus. You guys, man, people got to start thinking.
They got to start thinking.
Yeah, him showing up, though, at that college with flowers and stuff, that's freaky.
That's on another level.
And not only that, I mean, this has been going on for years.
Yeah. And I guess all the sorority girls are really nervous, which they should be.
Oh, yeah, because they all live together. Yeah. I mean, if she's in the house, it does. Even if she's not in the house, he's still going to think that she's there.
You would think that Kobe's daughter, they would have enough resources to take care of this guy.
What does that mean?
Oh.
I mean, just break a knee or two.
Hire out, huh?
I just thug down the road here just to meet him one day in an alley thinking he's going to meet the daughter and boom, boom, boom.
Not a bad idea.
Taken care of.
I usually don't condone the violence.
I'm just saying, this wacko job won't stop. I think you have to take care of business.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea there, Mr. B.
It's kind of hard to stalk somebody in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God!
I'm just saying, take out a couple of knees.
Oh, my God. We're going old school.
Maybe break an arm or two. You can't hug without arms.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying.
And he'll be called
Her
Bob.
Family has enough money that they can call, one of the Sopranos to take care of this. They're right there in L.A.
Two things. Number one, I guess everybody's mad at us because we're making their Alexas go nuts. Alexa, fart.
Yeah. Alexa, set a fart timer for 30 minutes. It works. Trust me.
And then here's our crier. Here we go.
Leave Britney alone.
Oh, man.
That's what we got to go with now.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, leave Britney alone crier. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is the day before Thanksgiving. Hope you're having a great day today. Enjoy your big Thanksgiving weekend. 50 degrees for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There's only one meteorologist in Denver, Colorado that will come on our show.
So. I thought you were going to say that we trust.
No, he's the only one that will talk to us. Yeah, so we thought we'd wish him a happy Thanksgiving, along with just find out what he's doing for his Thanksgiving weekend, too.
That's
true. Because we like John a lot. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're good, buddy.
We're good.
Hey, we just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you guys as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, by the way, the Mountain Wave weather guy is a guy that Jamie found on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's very accurate with the weather. And so since a lot of the TV stations have blown us off, we've gone with John, and John's been absolutely terrific for us and very accurate.
People love you, John.
Yeah, John.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Do you ever get any feedback about being on our show?
Yeah, I've actually got quite a few family and friends that listen to you guys, and they're always always talking about when I'm on and how funny you guys are and the back and forth. And I always tell people you guys have a great sense of humor, so that's why I enjoy coming on the show, too.
Does your family and friends know that we were in Westward Magazine?
Yeah, I'd heard something about that. I was going to ask you about that.
Well, yeah, I just thought I'd throw it out there. Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
DJ.
Yeah, our pictures right there. Boom,
enough.
Boom. Man, do we look good.
Oh my God, enough. All right, so John, we kind of asked everybody around the room, and now that you're part family, what do you guys do for your Thanksgiving?
Well, we're just going to be at home. We've got family and friends coming over, doing the Thanksgiving dinner thing, and then we're just going to be kind of hanging out and chilling over the weekend. Yeah. So
now my family, we eat.
You interrupted
and then
him.
We sit down
again.
Well, something came to mind. I wanted to throw his way. We eat and then we sit down and we first watch the parade, the Thanksgiving parade. But I just picture your family, and then we go to football after that. But I picture your family and friends over, and you guys are watching like a bunch of radar screens.
We watch the Weather Channel.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. I'll bet they have a nice parade too.
Yeah, you could say that.
But I have the reason why he's being like this. It's a bad year for BJ. He's been cooking Thanksgiving for 12 years, and last year it really was horrible, and so his mother-in-law took it away
from him. It wasn't horrible. They just wanted to change. They wanted to change up a little bit.
You know what that means when they want to change things up? That means it sucked. Don't you think? Don't you hear that? I hear it.
This is not about me. John.
You never know. They might switch it back next year. So, you know.
I doubt it. All right, John. All right. So we see a little bit of snow in the forecast. Now, really, I think it only pertains to if you're going west on I-70. So what do you got?
Well, there's two spots. So, yeah, one is the west towards I-70 up into the mountains. They're going to be – a lot of those places are starting to see light snow already this morning. Uh-oh. That'll continue into this afternoon and overnight tonight. Not huge amounts, just a couple inches out of it. But as you know, the roads can ice up and stuff. So that's one hot spot. The other is actually south of Denver towards the Palmer Divide. They're supposed to get snow much later tonight into tomorrow morning. So time frame for that's kind of like a 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. Probably about 1 to 3 inches in that area as well. Cold. The wind's going to be pretty strong down south of Denver as well tomorrow.
Ooh,
so, you know, not a lot of snow out of it, but just enough snow and wind to kind of make things possibly a little miserable tomorrow.
Miserable. Wow, wow. Like BJ.
Hey, I got an idea. Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
Hey, can you look into maybe either Elitch Gardens or Gaylord tickets for John?
Yeah, I can look into that.
That's nice.
Yeah, for you and your wife.
Well, that's really nice.
Give me a little gift from BJ and Jamie.
Well,
you might have seen us in Westward Magazine.
You know what?
I have seen you before in Westward Magazine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That a boy.
Front and center.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just amazing. You know what? You cannot do that anymore.
What do you mean?
We keep getting in trouble because you just hand out tickets like we have them.
Oh, he's John. He can get free tickets.
Yeah, like,
can he?
No.
Spadil, do we have a problem here? Do we?
I mean, I'll ask. I don't know if we're going to have them.
We can work it out, John.
You do this all the time. Candy.
All right. Here's the deal. John, listen to me. Listen. If Spadil can't pull this off through our sales department, Jamie will buy your tickets.
All right, we got to run.
All right, John, have a great Thanksgiving.
Not Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, John.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye, Mountain Weather Guy.
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
Don't worry, Jamie. You won't have to buy the tickets. We'll find them.
Trust me, we'll find them at some point. My God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's BJ and Jamie.
What's wrong?
I'm just upset with people.
Why? Because the one that says, I don't even know why John, the Mountain Wave Weather Guy, comes on your all show. You guys get... Bad words here. Whenever he's on the phone, was it that one?
Well, it's a combination of that one and others. People that complain about my turkey sound effect, they think that it's just too much button pushing. Here's what I'd have to say. Back it down a notch.
It's
folks.
A lot.
Okay, it's Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, okay?
I know, but I was thinking about this last night. I was thinking about this last night. It's funny that they brought that up because this is weird. I was thinking about this last night. We have two sound effects available for our disposal. A damn horse and a turkey. We are a multi-million dollar radio station with every sound effect available to man, and we have two.
Listen.
We have a library.
Listen. Linda, listen, okay? The turkey sound effect. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Do you realize how many turkeys gave up their life for tomorrow? I mean, millions. Millions of turkeys died.
For you.
For tomorrow.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Right.
For all of us, baby.
It's like Jesus, but different.
This is kind of how you show your gratitude to the turkey population, okay? And it's not like Jesus.
I said, but different.
But different. We're about to play a song here.
Don't play that one. It's awful.
I've never heard it.
No. It's awful.
Who put this in here? The Thanksgiving song. It's called
awful.
The Thanksgiving Song by Ben Rector.
So it was either Mike or the
don't put
music
it in
director.
There. It's awful.
Well, we haven't heard the whole thing. Let me play just a little bit of it, and then we'll pull the plug if we need to, okay?
You won't even pay attention.
Here's what I don't understand with this particular song, Spadil, okay? As a former programmer myself.
What does that mean?
Well, as a former programmer.
What does a programmer mean?
You schedule the music, you program radio stations, you do all this. But here's what I want to throw at you. I've never seen this song before, the Thanksgiving song. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking to myself, it's either a spoof song or it's a serious song that we're going to play for a long period of time. But how long can you play it after Thanksgiving? So I don't really understand. Does it make sense to you what I'm saying?
Listen, there's an easy choice here. Oh, God. No. And that wasn't it.
Stop. All right, just listen. Listen. Linda, listen. Let's give it a chance. God. Give it a chance. No. Ben Rector.
Familiar highway.
All right, we gave it a chance. Did we not? Hang on a second.
Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same.
All right, let's get to the chorus first and see if we like it, okay? All right, here we go. It's called the Thanksgiving song.
So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older
he's picking it up just a bit. I mean, it's easier to dance to.
Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
Right. I think I can handle this now.
I'm doing background vocals.
All right, go ahead. All right, sorry about that. Here we go.
Watching football.
Oh, that's me.
Watching families grow. The old kids' table. All have kids of their own. Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and not almost cry.
You know, he's leaving out things like Uncle Fred drunk in the corner and things like that.
Fill this house with family, the kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see
and stinky and dingy.
Short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
I don't know if this is going to catch on as a tradition, you know what I mean? I got an idea.
All right.
See if this helps.
Oh, yeah!
So fill your plate and fill your drink.
Oh, my God.
Put your dishes in
the kitchen
sink and let the leftover year just wash away. We made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history.
Here we go.
Thank
Big
God
finish.
That it's Thanksgiving Day.
I'm telling you, that helps the song.
That really helps.
Ben, you forgot something here.
Yeah, that really helps. You're right. Good call. I'm going home.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I got a busy weekend, man.
Yeah,
got tomorrow, got Friday. We're headed out to the Gaylord.
Tomorrow and Friday, okay.
Tomorrow is Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. We're going to go up to the mother-in-law to have a Thanksgiving meal.
Why did you just, like, stick your tongue out and do the gag sign?
Jamie, you know what? You know what? Gobble, gobble to you too. You troublemaker.
Well, if they listen back, they know there was no moment for you to actually have done that.
I hope, I hope you get out at the airport today.
Did you just burp in the middle of that?
Yeah. that it's complete chaos. Wow. I hope it's just a miserable flight. For you.
I hope that your mother-in-law's Thanksgiving dinner is better than yours has ever been.
Shots fired.
Not a chance.
Oh,
we gotta go. Yes, everybody have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Let's see here. Anything we need to mention? The BJ and Jamie Giving Tree is coming back very soon. People are already reaching out to Jamie on how they can donate, buy some gifts for families.
They're sliding into my DMs.
Yeah. when we get back after this Thanksgiving break, we'll have details for you on how this thing operates.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. It's a really good deal. So that is coming up.
And not only that, the location of where we're doing the big party for the kiddos is pretty cool, too.
It is, right? And that's new this year.
It's going to be all time.
We can't say it.
Yeah, everything has to be
dotted. I can say it. What the hell?
I don't think it's...
No.
You know what? Here I go.
I don't think so.
This year it's good.
Man, I'm loud. That hurt my own ears.
It's going to be at...
No! Don't. Just wait. It's in corporate right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have a great holiday.
Yes, do that.
See you Monday. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.